Today in Austin, Texas, the annual South by Southwest Music Festival caps off 5 days of practically nonstop music and conferences with about 1,000 performances. One of the most unusual groups to take the stage includes a singer, a 9-year-old drummer, and a slide projector. When they're not at music festivals, the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players are packing clubs in New York City. Weekend Edition's music director Ned Wharton caught up with them at the North 6 Club in Williamsburg, Brooklyn.
My name is Jason Trachtenberg. I play piano and keyboards in the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players.
I'm Rachel Trachtenberg, and I play the drums and sing in the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players.
I'm Tina Pena Trachtenberg, and I run the slide projector, and I'm the mom.
Jason and Tina met at an open mic session in New York City in the late 1980s. They drifted to Austin, San Francisco, and eventually settled in Seattle, where Rachel was born. Jason played garage pop, and the family started a dog walking business. Tina came home one day with an old projector and a box of slides from an estate sale. Jason made up songs to accompany the photos, and soon the family was regularly playing Seattle's coffee houses. Jason Trachtenberg, an ambitious artist and proud parent, was determined to find bigger and bigger audiences, and last summer he loaded up the family in their Volvo and drove east to make it in New York. He's convinced he's on to something big.
The Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players have come up with a concept that will potentially revolutionize entertainment as we know it. We take people's slides from their estate sales after they die, anonymous strangers. Then we turn their life slide collection into pop rock musical exposés based on these people's lives, mostly from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, our favorite eras for pictures. And we present these slides to an audience in rock clubs, in theaters, in art spaces.
Mountain trip to Japan. Going to see the mountains on a mountain trip. He's a very fine man. He is so well-rounded.
Pictures from a 1950s family trip to Japan. Industrial slides from the 1970s. Wide-lapeled executives from a McDonald's corporate presentation. All are fodder for a Trachtenberg extravaganza.
Percentage of total media spent nationally. Burger King, 75, McDonald's, 30. Well, yeah! Wendy's, Sambo's, and Long John Silver's. Take advantage of efficiency. Oh, yeah! It's important to McDonald's. Systematic. That was great.
Here's a slide song that we wrote that's called Middle America. We were fortunate enough to acquire some slides from 1970s traffic education classes. So the song goes, who are these men from your Middle America? They drive motorcycles, but as boys they rode bikes. Their social positions will reveal their dislikes to you.
As he's describing them, you can see they're the fashions and hairstyles and colors are very 60s, 70s vintage looking.
Check out those sideburns. I mean, this is the real 70s stuff here. This is it. You don't see burns like that anymore. These are traffic education slides. Okay, then here's your choices. A, hit the brakes, or B, swerve to the right. And what we do is we work these become the basis of our lyrics.
For education, before licensing, stiffer penalties. For video education, for violators, or D, all of these. You're A, excellent, B, passable, or C, just longer now.
I could use some more of Rachel's vocals.
I need more of Daddy's vocals.
Yeah.
The star of the Trachtenberg Family Slideshow Players is Rachel. 9 years old, in pigtails, she's probably the youngest rocker around, and she's right at home on the stage.
Check one, check two. Everything's perfect. I play the violin, the drums, the bass, I play the harmonica, I play the piano, I play the flute. I usually like playing the drums and the bass the most.
Right, she plays bass in a band called Schwervon. It's an indie rock band, and she is a very suitable bass player for any band. She keeps the rhythm, plays the right notes. It's really quite rewarding as parents.
It's so different than seeing her play every night as a drummer. It's just, we're unfazed by it, but the first time that Jason and I both saw her play, was like, you know, soccer mom. I was just like, I was crying
the whole time. Daddy
was
laughing.
I was very proud of you.
In recent months, the Trachtenbergs have played weekly to packed clubs in Manhattan and across the river in the latest hipster hangouts of Williamsburg. Jason describes their act as a kind of modern-day vaudeville.
We actually describe it as indie vaudeville. It's vaudeville because it's our real life carried out onto the stage every night as part of our act. What you see up there on the stage is our real life. There's not our life and then the band life. It's all the exact same thing. This is what we do. This is all that we do.
The lines between onstage and offstage blur. The Trachtenbergs are more than just an act in front of an audience, sequestered in a green room before shows. Jason's father, Mort Trachtenberg, often comes up from New Jersey to catch the shows, a proud father and grandfather with a camera hanging from his neck. Rachel stamps the hands of club patrons at the door, while Jason and Tina mingle with the crowd.
That's interesting. We do get feedback about whether we should be up front greeting people as we do normally, or should we be in the back and that people don't see us before the shows. But so far, we're out in the front just mingling.
Is it true that, Rachel, you baked cookies for an entire audience once?
I baked 100 cupcakes for my birthday show at Fez.
And I made 100 tamales for a show one time.
You made like 200. Grandpa made 100.
Yes, Grandpa did help me a lot.
A lot. I made like 10.
Yeah.
Where do you go to school?
I'm homeschooled.
And how's that?
It's okay.
And you have a tutor.
Rachel, what do your friends think of what you do?
They think of me as a normal kid who likes to make tents
unfazed.
And color.
Children are unfazed by it. Yeah.
What kind of negative reactions have you had?
Negative reactions. She's out in a bar at night. We get some of that. Like, you know, how do you feel about her being in this bar at night? Well, she's with us. She's having fun, and we're having fun. And we get some of that. But for the most part, it's positive.
You're having fun?
Mm-hmm.
What's the best part?
I like staying up late, and I like being with my mommy and my daddy, and I think it's fun to play the drums.
Woke up with a bucket on my head. Think big is what the sign said. This vacation spot is very wholesome. Suitable for digging Bergen, Berlin, Olsen. Pack of fresh fish in a piece of paper. Bongo seconds never seem to make the paper. When we're riding on the plane to hell. Good God, don't you know what I mean?
Okay, the Trachtenberg family has hit upon something novel with their slideshow act, and they've released a CD, but really, how far can they take it?
We would like to put out 5 volumes of records. I have thousands of slides that are all choice cuts, good pictures, interesting people doing interesting things from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. There's at least 3 more records worth of material on those. People give us slides to perform at their weddings, like they give us their family slides. We get hired to do weddings, and customize these songs for their specific family. We just get such a kick out of doing that, and we can like totally bust on these people. Just let go, let loose. It's hilarious sometimes.
So you better keep track of those slides gathering dust on a shelf in the den. They might just end up as visuals for an evening's entertainment in some trendy club, courtesy of the Trachtenberg family slideshow players. Ned Wharton, NPR News.
Our story was recorded by Manoli Wetherill. For more on the Trachtenberg family slideshow players, including a full multimedia slideshow, visit our website at npr.org.